Hey!
Hey! Oh, sorry,
Hey!
Simon. Hey!
It's Pride. It's the Pride show.
I
It is. Happy Pride, everyone.
Yes.
Brighton, it's Brighton Pride, isn't it? Yeah.
Brighton and Hove. We've got to get that right, David. We get
yes,
told
we have.
off,
yes, yes.
if we by the council if we don't mention Hove as well. So.
Of course, yes. Hove have LGBTs, don't they too?
I think so.
Welcome to the HIV Hour on this Thursday evening. Pre-Pride special, isn't it, guys?
Yes, it is indeed. Yeah, and of course, June is Pride Month, but Brighton has Pride in August, just because the weather here is a little bit better in August. But London Pride has happened, hasn't it?
It has,
and,
yes.
London Trans Pride, I think, was last weekend. And we went to, Josh and I went to Brighton Trans Pride a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, that was. We'll talk about that later, shall we, Josh?
Actually, yeah, I think so. Yeah, shall we?
Yeah. So, other than Trans Pride, Josh, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm getting ready for Pride. Thanks for asking, David.
Funny that.
No, it's yeah. So gearing up for Pride, I've got a few things going on, which is great. So just slowly. Trying to, because it's such a long weekend, isn't it? It's a great weekend, but it can really take it out of you if you don't watch yourself. So, because there's so many things on, isn't there?
It is, yeah, there is, yeah. It's not just one day, it's a whole weekend and a preceding week of events, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to just take it easy this week and then gear up for the weekend. But I think like we'll talk about that later. But I'll bore people what I'm doing later.
Oh, okay, right. And Sue, what have you been up to?
I know we're going to probably sort of touch on Stigma Day in Brighton. We're going to touch on that. But apart from that, like all yourselves, obviously getting ready to march in the parade on the Saturday with Brighton and Hove Pride. So, yeah, just attempting to keep myself out of mischief, which is always quite a difficulty.
Oh, no.
Good luck with that, Sue.
No.
Good luck with that, Sue. David, what are you doing?
I've been just having a bit of a quiet time, really. It's just, yeah, so I've been enjoying the garden and the weather. I celebrated a special anniversary with somebody that I love the other day.
Happy anniversary.
Together. Yes, thank you. So we had a nice meal out. Yeah, that was lovely. So, I ate too much, so I now starved myself for last night. Just had a bowl of noodles for my dinner.
Yeah, I do like noodles. I'm a bit
I love my noodles, yeah.
So easy, but they're really lovely.
They're yeah, very slurpy, make, aren't they?
Something for quickness as well,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi there, if you've just tuned in, this is the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the brightonarean.com online. You can also pick up one of our amazing, famous podcasts. Just go onto our website. Want to chat a little bit of chat about the we've just been celebrating. I mean, I wish we could celebrate Stigma Day every day, but it's a national. It's become a national event now, hasn't it? Everybody. So
yes.
In Brighton Hove on the 21st, we celebrated Stigma Day with a rally, like we've done on previous years. And I don't know what was happening this year, but it seemed to be a bit more. Whether it was busier, a bit more people had turned up, I don't know. They obviously heard about the amazing speakers I arranged. I don't know. But all in all, it was a fabulous event. Lunch Positive were there doing the food. We had the Rainbow Chorus doing the delights of singing, getting the crowds going, which was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You guys weren't there, were you?
No. So I was at the hospital, where the Lawson unit, the HIV clinic, is based, and we were displaying the More to Me Than HIV portraits, which are 24 portraits of people living with HIV, to sort of try and show the diversity of people and how we're living normal lives. And the purpose of our exhibition was, although we were speaking to members of the public, but it was actually to speak to staff at the hospital.
Oh.
So the Martin Fisher Foundation and others are trying to make sure that the hospital trust in the Brighton and Hove area and beyond is an HIV stigma-free hospital.
Yes.
So there's been a special module for staff training, and this is for clinical and non-clinical staff. So if you imagine like housekeepers, you know, there's been a survey, and people weren't sure whether they had to be doubly protected to change the bedding of somebody living with HIV, or the cleaners weren't sure how to deal with things, you know. And as we all know, that you treat everybody like, you know, they've got an infectious disease in hospital, because they might have, and it's the people that don't know their status that other people that, you know, possibly the riskiest, not that they are a risk, but no special precautions need to be taken.
How did it go, David, anyway?
It went very well. So at the moment, I don't have any figures to how many people sort of clicked on this link. So the training is only for staff. So members of the public were given, there was a QR code on display, but members of the public couldn't access the IRIS training area that the staff use for training. But every member of staff that does complete it would get credits on their personal sort of career development.
Right, so,
you know, it would help them sort of when negotiating sort of promotions or pay rises and things like that. And just increasing awareness and understanding, because that's how you beat stigma, isn't it? Is through sharing knowledge and understanding, isn't it?
Definitely, it's very visible there, isn't it?
It was in the main foyer of the big hospital building, so I don't know how many people passed it, but there must have been hundreds, if not thousands or more on a Monday, because it was a Monday as well. So I was really pleased to hear, Sue, that it was well attended, because a Monday, you know, lunchtime, you know, you don't think many people are going to go to past the library, do you? But they did.
It felt quite vibrant. I mean, we had a little bit of rain, but it sort of, you know, it was okay for when the speakers came on, and there were some great speakers, you know, and some dignitaries, to MPs, you know, from singing the praises of the work that Brighton and Hove are doing, and continuous, you know, pledging their support and everything. But what was so great about the speakers that the Terence Higgins Trust Positive Voices provided this year, I was able to track down, guys, one of the very, very first Positive Voices speakers. Now, as everyone may be aware, I'm one of the project lived experience coordinators of the Positive Voices for the Terence Higgins Trust. Made in Brighton, was developed in Brighton and Hove, which I'm so proud of, and we should, as a city, we haven't got anything like, you know. And I remember joining, and I'd just been newly diagnosed, and I came across this, I think it was called Positive Voices Bureau, it was something called different, this was nearly 20 years ago, can I just remind you. And I joined this project, and I remember going out for my very first talk. Well, it was a shadow, actually, and I was in a talk with someone called Michael, and Michael spoke, and he was an amazing facilitator. He was an amazing speaker, and he'd been diagnosed a long time, nearly 20 years ago, and I heard him speak for that very first time, and he absolutely inspired me, and this is the truth. He inspired me to do what I do now, as in within activism. So I was able, listen to this, I was able to track down Michael to come and speak at the Stigma event. And his story was just so relevant, as it was all those years ago. And he had the audience silenced, you know, and then he sort of brought it right back up to date. Amazing job. Then we had another speaker on, and then we had another speaker, which her name's Lee, and I've over from Manchester. She's one of the new focuses of a young person, a heterosexual woman living with HIV, diagnosed in her first year of university. Can you imagine that, guys? She took on that mantle, and she is literally throwing that torch, not just around Manchester, around the whole country. She does amazing work. She has a fantastic presence on social media, and she delivered an amazing talk on now for young people and the perception that we need to change. And everyone was just flipping gobsmacked. And it was so great just to bring them two people, one from the past and one from the future colliding into we still got work to do. So yes, I've been quite proud. I introduced them both and I feel incredibly proud for that. And you know, Gary done a great speech and Fungi done a great speech on, you know, where do we go now with stigma and in the past and the present. So I thought it was an amazing event.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah, sounds great. See, well, you know, like the last couple of years, it's people who are affected by HIV or work in the industry. Was there a lot of people who weren't watching? Do you know what I mean? The audience
was. I did believe there was other people there this year.
Right. Well, that's good.
I believe there was other people from outside the sector there. Mm-hmm. There was lots of passerbys that came in, listened to the music, listened to the speeches, which is what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and we had a great social media campaign leading up to this. Don't forget. So, and that was really sort of on bus stops, you know, and making Brighton and Hove stigma free. You may have seen them big posters on the bus stops. I mean that. Yeah. And guys, as we know, nothing is free and cheap. But you know, we managed to claw some money from the council and the Terence Higgins Trust to make that possible. So, I think it's making momentum every year now.
Because don't forget, I think we've got only 5 years to go to the 2030 goals of zero stigma, zero new HIV cases and things. So yeah, it's the time's moving on, isn't it? And a big thank you to the council and to the Terence Higgins Trust for supporting us in Brighton. Great. So, well, this is a Pride special. So, Sue, whilst we've got you in a talking mood, what does Pride mean to you? As a heterosexual woman, is Pride relevant to you?
Yeah, it is. Now, I tell you what, and people that know me may get bored of my continuously annual speech about this, but you know what? I'm still going to say it, all right?
You do it.
Here she goes.
Get ready. But, you know, it is still absolutely relevant in today what's going on, not just in the UK, around the world, why we should recognise, celebrate, advocate for continually having Pride. A lot of people still say to me, year after year, and I'm talking about the heterosexual community, why are we bothering? Why are we still bothering to celebrate Pride? You know, everyone's got their rights now. Everyone's okay now. They've got the equal rights. They've got the marriage. They've got the... I still get it. And I say the same answer back. If you've never, ever had to fight for your identity, who you are, zip it. Zip it. And they're quiet. So I think it's still very relevant. I'm not from the LGBT community myself, but my allies, my friends and my confidants, many are. And I work with one of the largest LGBT plus community organisations, the Terence Higgins Trust, who not only work with those communities, but they also work with the straight communities and the trans communities. I would be not in a position to say I need to show other people out there that it is still valid, and this is the voice coming from a heterosexual person.
It's fantastic. Thank you, Sue.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on Brighton and Hove 97.2 FM in the local area and on DAB Plus Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to our world-famous podcast, and it is listened to all over the world.
It is.
On your favourite podcast platform, just search for the HIV Hour. You can email us at info@hivhour.org.uk, and our website is www.hivhour.org.uk, and we do have the odd social platform profile-y type thing, so have a look on that if you're young enough. We're sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies, and a big thank you to them there. I mean, it was nice to see them at Brighton Bear Weekend recently.
Oh, yeah.
And have I missed anything out, Josh?
No, sorry, I was interrupting. That's
all right. You can. It's lovely.
When you've got Zoom, it's a difficult thing, isn't it, on Zoom? Because I suppose you have to mute yourself and put your hand up, and it's just like when you're in the mode, you just forget all that. So I apologise for interrupting everybody.
No. I do it to you all the time as well.
You know.
So, Sue, you were talking about what Pride means to you. Now, I am, believe it or not, I'm a member of the LGBTQI plus community. And my views changed slightly. Well, not changed, but it's we've got equal rights under the law. We can get married, and you know, we can pass property onto our spouses without family sort of swooping in and taking things off us, and it's lovely. But I do hear people say, "Well, why do you have, you know, why do you need to have a parade?" And yes, I see why. You know, if you've never had to sort of, as you said. Oh, it's difficult. So I had a lovely meal with my partner the other day, and it was lovely that when I booked online, and they said, "Was there any special request or something you'd like to tell us for the booking?" I said, "Yes, I'd like to celebrate that this is my anniversary with my partner," and it was lovely because when we were greeted at the bar, they said, "Oh, happy anniversary," and then the waiter brought us the menu, said, "Oh, happy anniversary." 20, 30 years ago, that would have never happened. We would have had to give secret signals to say, "I love you." We used to flare our nostrils at each other because we couldn't even hold hands or anything like that. So we have come such a long way. And I am proud to be gay, but I think other people deserve the fight for equal rights more now than my community. And I know, so I went to the Trans Pride March with Josh. And that march reminded me very much of the early Pride parades. Now, the Pride parades that I've been to in recent years, so in the last 10 years, I've been fantastic, but I've noticed a big sort of creeping in of corporate sponsorship. You know, the banks and the building societies and the airlines are all having floats, which is lovely. They're celebrating their LGBTQ plus I workers, but the fight for rights has disappeared, although they do highlight the fact that, you know, I think Brighton Pride is quite good at highlighting the fact that, you know, it's still illegal to be lesbian or gay or transsexual in certain countries, and you know, the punishments can be death, which is incredible. So I was more proud of being at the Trans Pride parade a couple of weeks ago than I would be had I been going to this Pride. So I won't be going to this Pride parade, but I'll be wishing people a happy Pride. But for me, I don't have to fight for anything anymore. So I don't, and I'm not, and I'm too old to party.
Well, I disagree with you.
Well, I'm not in the mood to party.
You're too old to party, David.
No, I can dance around the kitchen, but that's my limit. I can't walk. I can't walk in a 3 mile parade and then be on my feet all day. And jostling through the crowds with a walking stick isn't much fun. So I shall pass the baton on to a younger crowd. I'm not trying to be a party pooper, but I'm just saying that it's for me. I'm really happy and I'm satisfied with what I've got within the law. But I understand that there's still a need for visibility. I still look behind me if I want to hold hands with my partner in the street or give him a kiss.
Yeah.
Or look ahead of me just for fear of being beaten up. And the Panty Bliss, the drag queen, did a really good TED talk on that. So now, if you've never had to look behind you, Josh.
But that's why we have to still do it, and that's why I disagree. I can get what you're trying to say, David. You've done it, and leave it to the young ones. But we still have to fight. You know, there's people around the world being beaten up, killed, as you just said. So we still have to be visible. It depends on how it's, you know, the Trans Pride was amazing because it was grassroots. It was like grassroots, wasn't it? It was like we are fighting for our lives and fighting because people are persecuting us all around the world. So I get that. And I was more, I think I was more attached to that and felt more like it needed to happen and to be visible than this one, because it's more of a festival for the Brighton Pride.
Yeah, I suppose Brighton Pride is more, you're right, it's more of a festival. It's a celebration of rather than a fighting for. So, I mean, Manchester, I think, has got it right in that they have it as a Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Which is more inclusive of everybody, of allies as well. So And there has been a debate within the community in Brighton and Hove saying, though, should we still be calling it a Pride Parade? Because Pride can get people's backs up, the word.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, well, why you want, you know, you want equality, but you're saying you're better than us in a way. But no, it's not that. It's not, but that's some of the arguments that will counter the you know, what happens.
For me, I don't know, I just find it that we have to have these prides, but then there's another side of me that says, We don't want. Oh, it's without explaining this. I'll try to explain it because we're on radio. It's why do we have to? Why do we have to say that we're different? I know we are different because to the norm. I hate that word normal. But I've kind of lost that. It's why do we have to say that we shouldn't be on there? That's where stigma comes in, isn't it? We shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, oh, we have to think about holding our hands and we have to look behind us. We shouldn't have to do that because we're just normal. We're just people. And because of our sexuality, we're persecuted, and we've been persecuted for years because of sexuality or gender. Yeah. And it shouldn't be that there, but it's difficult because we're human and we all have these different feelings. So it's a real...
I think it's also an opportunity for organisations to take their messages to a larger group of people. I'll give you the instance, the Terence Higgins Trust messaging this pride, and it's all the prides throughout the country, is Can't Pass It On. Remember, I took part in the Can't Pass It On and specifically for Brighton and Hove a few months ago. It was a massive campaign all on the bus stops. All that messaging, all that picturing that was on that Can't Pass It On will be through the Terence Higgins Trust. So you will see that same message in all our T-shirts, You Can't Pass It On. So really bring other things in together. And it's, I think it can be an opportunity where we're going to be screaming that flipping message, guys, you cannot pass on HIV. And that is the core message.
I'm starting to become a bit more, I don't know whether I've suppressed it for a long time. Thinking, why do I have to prove? Why do I have to walk around feeling like I'm less than just because heterosexual? So I'm not saying all heterosexual.
No, the heterosexual community
persecuted us and think that there's something wrong with us. I think I'm sorry. I'm not. I didn't do that when I was younger, and I think now I'm in my 50s and I'm thinking, questioning that. I think, how dare anyone tell me how I should be? I was born like this, I felt like this. I didn't choose to be gay, or, you know, and they're still persecuting. It's like, come on. I don't persecute heterosexual people for being heterosexual.
I feel for you. I really do, honestly.
I find it really... And I think
feel
that's
ashamed. Sometimes I feel ashamed, guys.
I don't blame you.
I feel ashamed when I look at other people criticising, demoralising, and it upsets me.
It's disgraceful,
you know, and I'm very, you know...
Thing I'm going to say, though, Sue, sorry, I'm on my pedestal.
No, absolutely.
Be on the pedestal for change. I forgot what I was going to say now, it's got my head. I was on the moment. So I've got off the pedestal now. I was really on one then. Welcome back to the HIVR on 97.2 FM, radioreverb.com, and on your favourite social podcasts. Yeah, that was Proud by Heather Small, so that was from Stephen, so thank you, Stephen. I found my pedestal.
Oh, good.
Yes, it's a small one, but I'm just going to climb on it for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a bit aerated about it's all edge. It's not, but I think for me, it's about why do we need to be accepted for being born like that? And, you know, everyone's, you turn it around and say, how would heterosexuals feel if they were persecuted for how they were born?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me anymore. I think, you know, but that's the world we live in, unfortunately.
We should be at an age where no human being should have to fight to be who they are, and it's to love who they wish to love.
But unfortunately, with what's happening around the world, with America and with Trump, it's just pushing us backwards. It feels like not so much in this country, but in these countries. It's not. It's like, I think should have moved on by now, really, from these kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it just shows you how hard it is to to fight for those things.
Yeah, but having said what I've said, you know, it's a celebration, isn't it? And it is something people look forward to all year round. And and we are looking forward to it, aren't we? I mean, Josh, you're quite busy this weekend, aren't you?
I am. I'm really chuffed. Yeah, I've got a few DJ sets going on. So I've released a song. I think I've bored everyone with this, but it's called "The Music with My Mate Azaro." So that we're kind of gearing it towards. I'll be playing that out at certain venues. So on the street party on the Saturday, I'll be DJing in the Dilf tent, which is where the New Steen Gardens is. So that's between 3 and 4:30.
Dilf
is daddies who like to beep beep beep. But it's a club night in Brighton.
Oh, I was trying to trap you in a radio trap.
I know, David, you can't. So that's Dilf is on. They've got two special parties on the Friday and the Sunday at Charles Street. But they've got they have a few DJs on in one of the dance tents on the street party. So I'll be doing that on the Saturday. Then hop, skip and a jump up to the Almanac, which is at the St. George's Tavern. Yeah. She's on Sudley Street to DJ there with my mate Kevin, and that's between 5:30 and 6:15, and then that's it for that day. Then on the Sunday, which is usually my favourite day of Pride, I don't know about you, but I find Sunday a bit more quieter and a bit more local, to be honest, on the street.
Yeah, it's like the Boxing Day of Pride, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does change this year. I mean, it is changed this year, hasn't it? So it's not on St. James Street, on the main front. So I'll be doing again in the Dilf tent, which I'm so chuffed. So thank you, Barry, for asking me. So that'll be between 3 and 5pm in the Dilf tent. And then hop, skip and a jump over to the Bulldog, which is the oldest gay bar in Brighton, and doing the last from 7 till midnight.
Right.
7 to midnight at the Bulldog on St. James Street. So please, if you're passing, just come and say hello. That'd be lovely.
You'll be hop skipping everywhere, aren't you? Yeah. And Sue, you've got a special Pride outfit, I believe, Sue.
No, I've got a new hat.
I can see it.
You know what you said when you get yourself a hat? There.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had viewers, but the listeners, you're just going to have to appreciate it. It's a beautiful peaked captain's hat with gold trimming on the visor. And the main body of the hat is pink with floral bits on it. It's gorgeous. Yeah, you're wearing it now. Yeah.
There's feathers and there's condoms hanging from it.
And that'll be after the weekend.
What else is there hanging from there? Turn around. There's all sorts.
And where will you be, Sue, wearing this hat?
I will be at the front with the banner "You Can't Pass It On" with my teammates from the Terence Higgins Trust.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing the T-shirt "You Can't Pass It On." I will have my whistle. Good. And losing my voice, blowing it.
Brilliant. And listeners, if you do see Sue in the parade, shout "Hello, Sailor."
Yes, you won't miss her. You won't miss her at all.
Oh, you won't miss me, Mel.
Yeah, we have to remember it is a celebration as well. So, you know, there's lots of positives going on. And it is, hopefully, I think the weather's going to be good as well, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great. So, should we listen to the music?
Oh, please. Why not? Yeah. It's my track. Yes, it's brilliant.
Our love is so deep. What we gonna do? I travel the whole world, keep coming back to you. From the mountains so high to the rivers, river deep. I travel the whole world.
Take your time. Time to use it. Music is life. Life is music. Take your time. Time to use it. Time to use it.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour. So yeah, Philip couldn't join us today, but he sent us a little bit of an update. For I remember when Declan and Tom, I think it might have been Tom and James, came on the show, who work for Central YMCA. Mm. Unfortunately, they've it's closed down. So
what a shame.
Sad news. Yeah, so it's run by Positive Health, but they now set up their own classes in Soho in central London, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, the design for those who are over 60 plus, and anyone positive and younger can attend as well. The cost is £7 per session or £20 for four, which is very reasonable, I think. If you're interested, email the team at jtdfitnessclasses@gmail.com for more information.
And also from Philip, we have these are events by Positive for UK, a fantastic grassroots charity in London. So on the 29th of August from 6 o'clock in the evening until 8 p.m. There's going to be a walking tour honouring our HIV and AIDS ancestors, with the aim of inspiring us today. So that you can join Dan Glass for stories of queer rebellion and fierce history with queer footprints. As voluntary donations will go towards sustaining the gay men's group at Positive for UK, which again is unfortunately in danger of closing. Also with Positive for UK, there's an exhibition of Lee Bowery, who is an 80s club kid, and then he became sort of an art world icon. So he broke every rule, redefining fashion, performance and gender and the body itself with his amazing outfit. So you can see his legendary looks and outfits close up in this exhibition. It's at the Tate Modern on Saturday, the 30th of August, from 1 o'clock until 3 p.m. And that will feature collaborations with Lucian Freud, Michael Clarke, Boy George, and more. So obviously, John was a very good friend of Lee Bowery's. Dr. Tristan Barber, who I think is going to be the next chair of the British HIV Association, he's doing a peer discussion about the latest HIV advances in medicine. And that is going to be a relaxed evening for gay and bisexual men to hear from Dr. Tristan Barber and discuss the latest HIV treatment news from the International AIDS Society Conference. Dr. Tristan Barber is a consultant physician in HIV medicine at the Royal Free Hospital. And he is, yes, currently now the chair of the British HIV Association. So thank you to Philip for those bits of news.
Yes. I'll get him on then, maybe. We'll try to get in contact with Tristan.
That'd be great, yes. Definitely.
Should we do community news? Or should we do, actually, because sometimes we get on Gary Smith, who works for Change, Grow, Live, which is a recovery service. We usually have an interview, but because it can be quite a traumatic experience sometimes. People get a bit mad with it over the weekend, don't they? And they forget that...
It's a long weekend of partying, Pride, isn't it? Yeah. It's good to take precautions and be aware of you know, what you're up to and what you're doing.
You
don't want anybody to be a Pride casualty. Josh, what's the advice?
I've just got a few numbers. So Samaritans, whatever you're going through, you can call them free anytime from the phone, and that's on 116 123. Mind Out will have a stall in the park, so you can learn about the services and speak to some of the staff and volunteers. I'm trying to see whether that is. Yeah, you just have to look out for their banner on the in the stalls. Also, Lunch Positive have got a food stall at Preston Park. They'll be selling great food. So you can pop around. That's both days. That's Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be next to the cabaret tent at the top corner of Preston Park.
And it's really good. It's really good value food, because I mean, obviously, when you go to these festivals, you know, they can charge a fortune for food and drinks. But if you do go to the Lunch Positive tent, and I do encourage you to do so, you can get quite reasonably priced food, and it raises money for Lunch Positive. So you know that the money is going directly into services for people living with HIV. There is a Worthing group that Lunch Positive is setting up. That starts in August. I don't have a date to hand, but please do check.
It's from August 2020. I've got the thing on here.
So check the Lunch Positive social pages and their website for more details about the Worthing. So great to see them doing starting work in West Sussex.
Yes.
Also,
last one, Change, like I said earlier, Change, Grow, Live is a recovery service. They offer recovery-focused drug and alcohol support. They also have family and carers support team. So if you're having trouble or you need to speak to them, it's 01273 731 900. Go to their website and there's more information there. It's brighton.info@cgl.org.uk. They also do a thing called Safe Space, which should probably be good for this weekend. And that's on a Friday and Saturday night. They support anyone who has become intoxicated, distressed or injured during their night out. So that's at St Paul's Church, West Street in Brighton.
So in other community news, you know, our recent former guests, Mark Stevens and Les Wright, have worked together to produce a book written or collated by Les called The Children of Lazarus. For those that don't know, Lazarus was a person that was said to have been risen from the dead. But anyway, it's about the forgotten generation of long-term survivors living with HIV. And there will be a special reading and discussion of the book, which will include famous people like Jonathan Blake, who I've had on the show, obviously John Stevens and Les Wright himself, and Winnie Saruma. That will be on the 6th of August at the Mortimer Market Centre, from 6 until 8 p.m. So if you search Beyond HIV, The Narratives of Children of Lazarus, you can get some, it's free tickets, so please pop along and listen to some amazing stories collated from around the world of people who are living with HIV, going back to some really dark times. And it's quite interesting to see how times have changed. So that's great.
Sorry, Dan, I was going to say, Jan mentioned the calendar you're in.
That's good. So I'm not in a calendar, but I'm in an exhibition. So HIV The Naked Truth is a grassroots charity community organisation based in London, and they have gathered together 14 HIV activists who have all stripped down completely naked to shatter stigma, to show their vulnerability and how you can become vulnerable with stigma. But
never asked me.
No, did they?
You're on the next one, Sue.
You're on the next one, I'm sure, because they did a calendar last year, which is, I think, what you're thinking of, Josh. A great calendar. But this year it's going to be an exhibition for World AIDS Day, or just beforehand in November. It will include actor Peter McPherson, currently in the award-winning Smoggy Creams, drag performer and activist Daisy Puller, an unapologetic HIV activist, mother Lesuana Griffith, Brazilian health doctor and advocate Eduardo Perez, HIV-positive peer mentor and Fast Track Cities ambassador Greg Arthur, Egyptian-Italian advocate Antonios Farag, Manchester-based activist and author Tresca Liu, educator and activist Andrew Liam Oakes, and lastly but not least, HIV Hour radio host and Brighton-based activist David Frey. So,
yay.
I mean, yes, there are plenty of other activists in Brighton. I'm sure they're all itching to take their clothes off for a future calendar.
Would you do that, Sue?
Oh, I might do.
Carefully would as well, actually.
I'd have to have a good tan.
Yeah, no lines, no.
Yeah, well, actually, I've seen the photos. I mean, and they are in black and white. So, but if anyone doesn't know what I look like, I'm the old wrinkly one holding his tummy.
Oh, no, it's great. I love black and white photos. They look really good.
Yeah, they are very nice photos. There'll be the exhibition will take place in their gallery, the Coningsby Gallery in Tottenham Street in London. Oh, no, there were some other people there. So there was Eli Fitzgerald, Roa Anya, Rebecca Tallon de Havilland and
son,
and Joshua Royal, who's the founder of HIV The Naked Truth. So
I can see Sue's getting very annoyed that she wasn't asked.
Well,
we can do our own, can't we?
I can see the steam coming out of her ears.
They could always put me on standby, couldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll have to do a Brighton Naked Calendar, because obviously this one is...
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
So I've got a bit more... So this is just other stuff that's going on this weekend for Pride. Mm-hmm. Beacon, the Brighton Railway Club, which is 4 Belmont Dyke Road in Brighton, on Friday the 1st of August, that's tomorrow, pre-Pride Friday. They have a drag artist, Marie Larrey, and a female vocalist called Charisse. So that's in aid of Sussex Beacon, which is brilliant, and that's from 7:30 to midnight. You can contact them on 01273-328-682 for more details. And another one, Send It and Slay, Lewis Road Inn, on Saturday the 2nd of August. There's DJs and music acts, and that's donations go to Sussex Beacon, so that's pre-entry from 8 p.m, and that's at the Lewis Road Inn.
Well, what a fantastic show, isn't it? I think we'll finish with the songs. I think so. But before we finish with our song, I think we've learned a lot this episode, haven't we? We've learned that Pride means different things to different people.
Yes.
Haven't we? We've learned. Sue's got a new hat.
I've got a new hat.
And we all love noodles.
Just slipped off.
I'm not taking part in that event. The naked event.
It's being safe, isn't it? Yeah. Being safe and standing
exactly
with everyone and being community led and having a good time as well, but also remembering what it's for, Pride, what it's about.
Yeah, and be safe, be happy, be proud.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.